From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Happy New Year. U.S. markets are closed today for New Year's Day. They reopen tomorrow morning at 9:30 Wall Street time. What will the new year bring for the economy? A stock rally? Lower interest rates? Some analysts are predicting economic growth will slow, bringing inflation under control and giving the Federal Reserve room to lower interest rates. But take these forecasts with more than a grain of salt, because previous ones have not exactly held up. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Many analysts, including Michael Gapin of Bank of America, say the post-pandemic U.S. economy has surprised them.
There's been increasing evidence that suggests the economy can do two things at the same time: continue to grow modestly, but also see disinflationary pressures.
That's not exactly a common scenario, and Gapin expects it to continue this year.
We would call that a soft landing, where growth slows, but we see recession risk still as being fairly low.
This environment, analysts think, will allow the Federal Reserve to begin reducing interest rates, which are now at more than 20-year highs. Bank of America predicts that by the end of this year, the Fed will have cut its benchmark rate by 1 percentage point. Goldman Sachs says it could be 1.25 points. Ben Snyder of Goldman expects stocks to rally as interest rates drop and consumer spending holds up.
The most important driver generally of stocks is earnings growth. And these big companies have had extraordinarily strong earnings growth, and their outlooks for earnings expectations have risen pretty substantially.
But plenty of CEOs have been more cautious. They're pointing to higher consumer debt and depleted pandemic savings. And it's important to keep forecasts in perspective. They're based on current economic trajectories. Those can change, sometimes rapidly, making forecasts seem, well, rather silly in hindsight.
It's a hurricane. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
That was JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon in the summer of 2022, when he told a finance conference in New York that his bank was bracing for tough times ahead. By January of 2023, he was walking back that forecast on CNBC and predicting a better year.
I shouldn't have ever used the word hurricane. What I said was there were storm clouds which may mitigate, and people said, oh, he doesn't think it's a big deal. And I said, no, those storm clouds could be hurricane. It could be nothing. It could be bad. And I think we should understand that. I'm not predicting one or the other.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement of the year that was. Even optimistic forecasters had thought the S&P 500 would rise maybe about 9%. It went up well over 20%.
People debate whether this is Niels Bohr or Yogi Berra or someone else who said our predictions are hard, especially about the future.
Ben Snyder of Goldman emphasizes that a year ago, he was in the minority, predicting a soft landing. Still, he says the economy could have easily gone the other way.
It is always hard to make forecasts, but some environments are more challenging than others. And I certainly think this entire pandemic and post-pandemic environment has been particularly hard.
And soon the latest predictions will be put to the test. Remember, rising stocks, falling interest rates, and a slowing but resilient economy in 2024. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.